This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Khanal briefs diplomatic immunity on devastating floods and ongoing search and rescue efforts. Flash flood risk continues in both Ekusi and Trishuli river systems. Search continues for more than 4,800 missing people. Environment Minister Geeta Chaudhary calls for global climate justice following devastating floods. And toxic haze from Indonesia spreads to Malaysia and Philippines as wildfires rage. Now the news in detail. Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Khanal has briefed the diplomatic community in Kathmandu on the devastating floods and the government's ongoing search and rescue efforts. The briefing was held today at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Ambassadors, heads and representatives of diplomatic missions and representatives of international organizations, including the World Bank, Asian Development Bank and the United Nations, attended the meeting. Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal briefed the diplomatic community on the latest situation and the flood-affected areas, the government's search and rescue operations, the condition of foreign nationals and international cooperation. He said the government's top priority is to save lives, carry out search and rescue operations, and ensure the safety of foreign nationals affected by the disaster. Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal described the disaster as unprecedented in recent memory and called it a Himalayan tsunami. Likewise, Foreign Affairs Minister Khanal further said the government is studying the causes and development of the disaster with the support of relevant technical experts. He also expressed gratitude to Nepal's neighbors, friendly countries and the international community for their solidarity and support during the crisis. The Foreign Affairs Minister further stated that the government will continue to work closely with international partners, mobilize all available national resources, and regularly update the diplomatic community on the situation. Meanwhile, the Flood Forecasting Division has warned of a continued risk of flash floods in the Bhotikusi and Trishuli river systems today, rather. Flood expert Saraswati Bista said water levels in the Bhotikusi, Trishuli and nearby rivers are likely to rise due to ongoing rainfall and the possibility of further rain in the upstream areas of Bhotikusi in Roswa. The division has urged residents living along riverbanks in Roswa and Nuakot to remain highly alert. Moderate flash floods are also possible in rivers and streams in several districts, including Taplejung, Pastor, Sankhu, Kwasaba, Dulakha, Ramitsap, Sindhupalchuk, Kabriplanchuk, Dhading, Chitwan, Gurkha, Kaski, Magdi and Dolpa. The division has also warned that water levels in smaller rivers and streams in parts of western and far western Nepal could rise significantly. It has advised people living near rivers and those travelling along riverbanks to remain alert to the possibility of sudden flooding. The death toll from the devastating flash floods in Roswa and surrounding districts has reached 1,252. According to Nepal Police, 95 bodies have been handed over to relatives after identification. Police said 897 bodies have been securely buried after completing identification processes, including DNA sample collection. Details of 959 unidentified bodies have also been published on the Nepal Police website. Meanwhile, thousands of police personnel have been mobilized for search, rescue, relief distribution and management of the recovered bodies. The search for 4,875 missing people is continuing, while more than 3,000 displaced people are staying in holding centers across various districts. Police are also relocating families living in flood risk areas to safer locations and working with other agencies and local communities on search, rescue and road clearing operations. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has called for collective international action to address climate change, saying the devastating flood in Roswa and surrounding districts is a serious warning of the growing climate crisis. Addressing a ministerial meeting of the least developed countries in Delhi of Timor-Leste, Minister Chaudhary urged the international community to make the loss and damage fund fully operational and easily accessible to vulnerable countries. She said Nepal has already submitted an official request for rapid response systems following the disaster. The minister added that the disaster caused unprecedented loss of lives and property. She said the disaster damaged 11 hydropower projects with a combined capacity of 749 megawatts, more than 100 bridges, 118 telecom towers and around 187 kilometers of national highways. Initial estimates put the economic losses at between $4 and $5 billion. The environment minister also called for stronger regional cooperation to manage transboundary river systems and climate-related risk. The National Human Rights Commission has urged all three levels of the government to make rescue, relief, medical treatment and rehabilitation efforts more effective in areas affected by the devastating floods and the Bhotakushi and Thrissur rivers. In a statement issued by Commission Secretary General and its spokesperson, Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel, the Commission stressed that post-disaster rescue, relief and rehabilitation activities must be carried out in a human rights friendly manner. The Commission has further urged all three levels of government to coordinate and collaborate with the private sector in rescue, relief, medical treatment and rehabilitation efforts in the flood-affected areas. The United States and Japan have provided emergency relief supplies to communities affected by the devastating Bhotakushi flash floods and landslides in Russia and surrounding districts. Two U.S. military cargo aircraft arrived in Nepal yesterday carrying 5,000 emergency relief kits, 500 first aid kits, stretchers and load-carrying equipment. The U.S. Embassy said these supplies were provided at the request of the Nepal government. The assistance, rather, is in addition to $360,000 in disaster response support previously announced by the United States. Meanwhile, Japan has also provided emergency relief supplies, including blankets, plastic sheets, sleeping pads, tents, and portable water containers. Japanese Ambassador to Nepal, Maeda Tori, handed over the supplies to Minister for Science, Technology and Innovation, Mahabir Poon, at International Airport yesterday. Tribhuvan International Airport, Radhes today. Japan and the United States have expressed solidarity with Nepal and condolences to the victims and their families. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Indonesia is battling massive wildfires, with some fires burning for several weeks. According to the BBC, millions of people in Sumatra and Kalimantan, the Indonesian port Borneo Island, have been exposed to toxic haze from the fires. The thick smoke has also spread across the region, with haze reported in neighboring Malaysia and as far as the Philippines. Thousands of people in Indonesia have been admitted to hospitals with respiratory infections linked to the poor air quality. The thick haze is also making firefighting efforts more difficult. NATO and the European Union have warned that Russia is becoming increasingly reckless and said Europe must be prepared to respond to what they describe as a new normal. The BBC cited European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen rather at saying the incident at Leipzig Airport marked a new escalation on European Union soil that was directly linked to Russia. Germany had earlier accused Russia of being behind a failed drone attack at Leipzig Airport, rather. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte said the alliance, which includes the United States, stands in full solidarity with Germany. Russia has rejected the accusations. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain and snowfall are likely in some Himalayan and hilly areas, along with thunder and lightning. Heavy rainfall is also possible in some places in Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as in the hilly areas of Lumini, Karnali and Sudarpasim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Foreign Affairs Minister Sushil Khanal briefs diplomatic community on devastating floods and ongoing search and rescue efforts. Flash flood risk continues in both Koshi and Thrissur river systems. Search continues for more than 4,800 missing people. Environment Minister Geeta Chaudhary calls for global climate justice following devastating floods. And toxic haze from Indonesia spreads to Malaysia and Philippines as wildfires rage. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.